Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's up, Wrong Writers? It's me again, the number one Wrong Writer, Jay Hall. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Thank you for joining yet another great show. Got a lot of things we're going to talk to you guys about today. We got the 3rd Annual Independent Artist Festival coming up. That's coming up June 20th in Gastonia, North Carolina at the Vision Entertainment Center. That will be this Saturday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. Got a lot of things going on. We're going to be speaking with today none other than Grand Dossier Music's national recording artist, Gutta and B. Caliente. And we're going to play maybe a song or two from their CDs to talk about their performance, the upcoming performance at the Independent Artist Festival. Guys, there's a lot of things that I want to talk to you guys about. We got so much going on in the community, so many things that we should be dealing with and we're not dealing with, and it's beginning to be a very big sore thumb in the community. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk about a little something that we got in the works with this radio show. We might be going to a new platform. It's going to be a total different platform, but I think you guys are going to like it. I think you're really going to like the platform that we're getting ready to go to. I can't wait. I can't wait to get you guys up to speed with what's going on with the show. You know, we've had to take a little hiatus, but it's okay because right now we are going full speed, and I am willing and ready to bring you guys along with us. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Then finally, before we get off the air today, I'm going to say a little something about some things that's going on in the Gastonia area with some of the local charter schools and some of the local politicians that's been battling out with some things that's going on within the charter schools and the county schools. You guys do not want to miss any of that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
My hands, so
of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
I wanna do the thing, baby. No pressure. What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. For those of you who are just now joining us, guys, you definitely need to check out the Independent Artist Festival, the third annual Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina. That is this Saturday, June 20th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. This is our third annual one. It's at the Vision Entertainment Center in Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys definitely need to check it out. Tickets on sale now, $7 adults, $2 for children under the age of 12. I really look forward to this one. We got a lot of different things going on, a lot of different looks. There's a couple of groups in particular that I'm eager to expose you guys to. This one group, Kemba, is a young teenage group that will be on the show this week, and we're going to have Minister T. Breeze. He will be able to perform again this year at the festival. You know, last year, Minister T. Breeze gave a great, great show. He actually gained a true fan out of my son. So he will be back this year performing, and which coincidentally, he will be on the show tomorrow. So we'll be talking with Minister T. Breeze. Also, we will have Bali. Bali will be performing at the Independent Artist Festival. This will be his second year, along with Grandassier Music that is closing out the show. That's the feature that. And we will also be joined by a newcomer this year from Brainstorm Records. Blindside Records. They will be coming on the show to talk a little bit about what's going on with their new artists and how they're trying to make the impact here in Gastonia and the surrounding areas. Now, in saying that, there's a lot of things we need to talk about. There's a lot of things that I've noticed in the music world, and I don't understand quite why it is the way it is, but there is a influx of individuals who are beginning to not take their music serious. And we've talked about this. And I just don't know where to go, what direction we should be going, that is, to make this believable in the individual's eyes that doesn't see our crafts the way we see them or the way we want people to see them. There's so much going on. There's so much to talk about when it comes to being dedicated to your music, being dedicated to the community you are in, being dedicated to the fact that your music is touching people and making people do things in the areas that you live. These are things that we need to look at. These are things that we need to really, truly try to bring into fruition. I don't understand why you would put hours and hours and hours of time into your music, but when it comes time to show your craft, you're lollygagging. And I'm saying these things for a reason, because there's some things that I've been experiencing in the last few weeks, guys, when it comes to musicians that I'm not liking. There's some things that I've been experiencing that, you know, so to speak, the shoes hitting the other shoes hitting the floor, if you old cats know exactly what that means. We got to do better. We got to do better because we have young people looking at us. And if these young people continue to look at us and we continue to drop the ball, then we are setting them up for failure. And I told you guys, I do not want to have any parts of that. I refuse to have a part in setting up a child for failure. And the only way we're going to be able to show them that we are serious about what it is that we do is to do it the right way, is to be 100% committed, and to make sure that the reason we're doing whatever it is we're doing is for the greater good of not only yourself, but the people around you, especially our children. We got to give them that knowledge and discipline. Right now, they don't have it. They don't have it, and we need to give it to them. I told you, I would not be a part of failure for our youth. So to say that this show does not have the platform for those who are trying to make things happen is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because we very well do have that platform. And we very well will make sure that whatever it is we need to do, we're going to make sure we get it right. Speaking of get it right, I'm bringing in my first guest on the show. I told you guys that they are they're going to be the featured act in the 3rd Annual Independent Artist Festival in Gastonia this Saturday night at the Vision Entertainment Center. And I'm really impressed with the level of music that they put out and that they continue to bring to the airwaves. And I want you guys to be exposed to the same thing that I'm exposed to on a daily basis. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Metro from Grand Dossier Music and national recording artist Gutter to the show. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's going on, man?
What's up? I appreciate the late notice, man. I appreciate you being able to get everything together. So what's happening, man? The show is this Saturday. I'm really looking forward to you guys, you know, doing what you do, because every year for the last couple of years at the festival, you guys have really come through and show and prove about your caliber of music and what you're trying to get across. So if you can, tell my people a little bit about who you are and what you bring to the stage.
You want to go first?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to live. I just want to show everybody who I am, what I can do, what is really for. Like, Grand Dossier is not just name, it's us. That's who we are. It's our style of music. That's what we're going to bring y'all.
No doubt. And this is Gunner.
We've been working hard trying to get it in.
That's right. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got started in this music thing.
Actually, man, it just came to me, man. It was like I picked up that pen, Jay. I picked it up and felt like I could do it. I just started grinding ever since then. Actually, Metro really inspired me to do it, because he got the same faith that I do.
No doubt. And now, Metro, for my listeners who have short-term memory, which they shouldn't, tell them who you are and how you come with Grandacier Music and what are you guys trying to get accomplished? What's your movement?
I'm Metro, executive producer of Grandacier, you know, running things or whatever. Big thing is just trying to get the distribution deal going, trying to get all this music out here. You can find it on Reverb Nation, Facebook, SoundCloud. Trying to get these views up, trying to get my view count up. So I've been talking with labels. That's one of the number one things they need to have is a lot of views. So just trying to do that, man. Just trying to hopefully be signed within the year to some kind of distribution deal to make things happen to where we can control our own music and move the music the way we want to do it and trying to get that marketing going on.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, let me ask you guys a question, and I'm going totally off the before we get to your music. What do you think about today? What do you think about today's hip-hop artists, whether it's indie or commercial artists? What do you think about the genre of hip-hop artists in today's world?
Man, I feel like they all the same, man. Ain't nobody being themselves. They want to be who they see today, and me. Us, Grandacier, we're going to give y'all who we are. We ain't trying to be nobody else but us.
No doubt.
Right.
Go ahead, Metro.
Now, that's one thing I was listening to, like Uncle Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent talk one day. You can't tell the difference between Future, 2 Chainz, Migos. Everybody sound the same, and nobody want to be individuals no more. Everybody want to bite off each other's style instead of saying, you know what, it's a competition. I see what they doing, but us over here, Grandacier, are going to do something better and make them step their game up again. And so the music game is, like, really lacking in that point, on them points right there.
So what about the message? Do you think the message has changed? I know it has, but do you think it's changed for the better, or do you think it's at a standstill? Because, see, I come from an era where I'm an old-school Rakim, Public Enemy, KIS-1. I'm those type of fans, and I come from an area where the mind was socially conscious, where they were bringing your level of consciousness up. So do you think that same message is being portrayed right now?
No,
absolutely not.
Today is not really about nothing.
If you ain't partying today, they ain't doing it right. That's all they want to hear now. Yeah. That's all they know. Everybody's brainwashed, man, but like, we'll bring it back to them.
I hear you.
And the sad thing about it is, you gotta be who you are, but you also gotta blend in too.
No doubt.
You also gotta blend in with what's going on. That's the sad part.
Speaking of blend in, give me your thoughts real quick. We gonna get back on subject. Give me your thoughts real quick on Wayne joining Jay-Z's camp.
That's big for Wayne. That's going to be a big move for him. Hopefully, by him joining with Mr. Sean Carter, that he will step up what he's doing. Because here lately, all he's been doing is mumbling on tracks. Like, if you look who's on Rock Nation, like J. Cole and all them, J. Cole bring the heat. And I think Wayne really has to step it up now to match the fire of that. And then, you know, Benny Siegel's back on board. Freeway back on board. He really got to step his game up to be part of the whole Jay-Z clique.
Now, Freeway is a prodigy of Gastonia.
Yeah, he came through. He did a video down his way.
Well, I tell you what. I look for you guys to have your name in the same category as these dudes, if not even more, in the near future. I told you 2015 is the year. It's got to be the year. That's right. That's right. Talk a little bit about the music, man. I was listening to the track Everyday Peace, which is the track we're going to play. Tell us a little bit about that track, Gutter.
Man, the music speaks for itself. We everyday people, no fancy whip, fancy cars. We're just trying to live life and survive. What they gave us, we're working with it.
No doubt. And you know what? Is there anybody that collabed with you on this track?
Oh, yeah, B. Cali on there with me.
And my boy, singing the hook.
Okay, well, Gunna, if you don't mind, man, if you wanna introduce this clip with this song, we'll go into it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, this is our new track from Grand Dossier, Everyday People, man. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me.
Everyday people.
Trying to make it by the day. When you made the wrong choices, they don't care what you gotta say. And I'm just an average Joe, plan on leaving the hood. And my short term goals is making sure my daughter's made it. Well, haters, they'll never wanna see you shine. But as long as you work and you keep your peace of mind, you can make it. Don't never let them tell you you can't. Just put the front path down, make it your business today. I ain't never had the wits or the cause or the change. When Mom Duke left, she took my heart and left her brain. No days were the same, all my blunts filled with pain. Lynch mob story like I don't even feel the rain. Underrated, never faded, set in a bar. I keep my head to the sky, cause I wanna touch a star. Life ain't easy, it's just what you make it. Everybody smelling kush, my team smell great. I'm on a mission to get it, matter of fact, better living. And it's where it's looking, I don't care how they feeling. My family trying to eat,
they
I got kids to feed. Every day people work, so that's me.
Every day people.
Ooh, buddy, that is hot, hot, hot. I like man. I like that. I like that.
Appreciate,
you know,
appreciate,
man, you guys never cease to amaze me, man. This is why, to my listeners, this is why I love my indie artists. You guys, man, that's on a whole new level. You know, that's on a whole new level than what the average zombie is walking around here listening to, because that's what I think it is now, is zombie music. It keeps you in a trance.
Right.
It keeps you doing what they want you to do, and you're not able to think for yourself. But this right here puts you
right.
back on a whole new level.
Right.
Whole new level.
Right.
Man, I can't wait for this festival, man. I really wanted to be able to get to some more of you guys' music. We had trouble getting some stuff uploaded, but that's okay, because Friday night at the sound chat, I'm going to speak to you guys on the air live, and we're going to play some more of your music then. I'm just really in awe, man, of the people that I come in contact with the type of talent that you guys have, man. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Right.
No doubt. Now,
I can't
tell
wait
me a little bit about
when
you guys are going to have some music available, when y'all going to have finished CDs for people to buy, or they can get your music now. What is that?
You can go on SoundCloud, you can go on Reverb Nation, check us out, go to Grandacier. It's called Grandacier North. We do have a Grandacier South down in Orlando, Florida, where a lot of people are buying stuff up down that way. I got another part of my organization down there doing a lot of stuff. So go to Grandacier North. On Reverb Nation, there's a lot of songs you can download. As far as finished product, hopefully for Gutter, we're looking about August to have this stuff done. K working on something. B. Caliente have something too. Hopefully we can put out a mixtape from K. Fossa within the next month or two.
With the format of the show, the way it's changing, I think you guys are going to be very, very happy with the product of how your music gets played on this show, because it's going to be a total different, it's going to be a whole new realm that this show is going into. And I see that the music that you guys make is going to play a big part in how this show is going to be perceived. I'm in awe, man. I listened to the music, but I really, really didn't get a chance to listen until now. And, you know, it's just amazing the mindset that you guys have, and to be able to have families, jobs, and all other sorts of everyday problems and issues and life.
Right.
You know, just life happening, and to be able to put out music like this, man, it lets me know that y'all love what you do.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all about the music. It's all about making that stuff happen.
So let me ask you a question. If, when I get you guys on the show Friday, you know what I do. I always ask you guys to freestyle. And, I'm ready to ask Gunner to go ahead and give me a little something now to let the listeners know that he for real in what he do.
Man, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go ahead and give me a little taste of what you do. You know, whatever you say is what you say. It's what I want the listeners to know, the type of artist that we dealing with. So give me a little something.
Okay. Started off like want to come up in the older days, still chilling, blowing, listening to J's, old hits, greatest hits, either way it go, I'ma get it to the top, one way to go. Metro turn me up, so the beat nice, trying to get the money so they know me when it speaks right. Keep it going, one time two, I'ma do it so they tell them what I'm gonna do. Grandacier, that's the move, but you're gonna hear it though. I'ma do it, man, you can hear it when you're staring though. Down the highway, one way, anyway. I'ma do it for me, and this one's for the DJ.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. I look forward to the festival. I know you guys are going to do your thing. If I didn't think that, I wouldn't have you featuring this whole show. I know you guys are going to give them what they want and give them a little bit more, and I'll be begging for a lot more. So I appreciate you guys.
And you know there's some love on that. You know we got to do that one.
No doubt, man.
Family, Oh, yeah, some love on there. Shout out to the whole Grand RCA family, K. Graza, B. Caliente, et cetera. You already know Gutter on here. Shout out to Jay for putting this on with the festival. You know, and that's how we do.
Yeah, man. Anybody out there listening, man, think we got it. Take a shot, man. We out here. Good quality music. What it's hitting for.
That's right. That's right, man. Again, I appreciate you guys, man. And we definitely going to make this thing happen. Definitely going to make this thing happen. I see you guys. I see you guys again, man. And I'll talk to you out there. I appreciate you. Great Dante and Music with National Recording Artist Gutter.
All right, man. Peace out, PJ. All
right. Peace.
Okay.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, bastards, illiterates, uneducated,
of people are rising
whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are the symbols today,
and because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson,
the effect that it has on others,
Memphis,
that's what made
Tennessee,
me effective.
The cry is always the same.
Being,
we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. I'd like to take the time real quick to welcome Chicago and Philly back on Live in the Day with Jay. Thank you guys for picking us back up and continuing to support us in those two areas. Also, Bakersfield, California, I love you guys out there. I get the emails. I appreciate the love and support that you give from the show. Y'all continue to listen to the show. We got a lot of great things going on. Just a minute ago, we were joined by Grandacier Music and National Recording Artist Gutter, who gave us a little taste of what was going to be going on with them at the Independent Artist Festival. Real quick, I'm going to bring on another crew that will actually be invading the Independent Artist Festival this year. And they go by the name of Blindside Productions. And I'm really, really eager to see what they bring to the festival this year. So without further ado, I want to introduce none other than Mr. Brandon Thomas from Blindside Productions. How's it going, brother? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no doubt, man. Tell us a little bit about Blindside Productions. Where you guys hail from, and what do you guys plan on doing with your movement, and what is your movement?
Currently, I am out of Lincolnton, North Carolina. Lee Toast, my artist, is also from Vail, North Carolina. It's in Lincolnton. We've known each other for a while, maybe about four and a half years now, but we just recently started really working together over the last 2 months, and since then, things have just been falling into place, and we really don't know where we're going, because every time we do something, more doors open up, and it just the opportunities that we've been getting lately is just phenomenal, and it's like a, I don't know how to describe it, man. It feels good.
Hey, I understand. I totally understand, and I understand the aspect of doors opening up, because they open up for me a lot myself, so I understand that. So if you can, tell us a little bit about what you guys plan on proving or get. What points do you want to get across about Blindside Productions? What's your movement in the community?
It's a positive movement. I personally am a very I really want to work with the best. I know there's a lot of talent, and a lot of people take it more serious than others, and those are the people that I'm looking to work with. I'm willing to give back to the community in any way that I can, be it fundraisers or helping out with Boy Scouts or something like that. I have made a song for, I believe it was a PAC 76, and we remixed the song Parking Lot Party and made it into a popcorn party. So the kids sold popcorn, and we raised about $7,000 off of that. And
wow.
I'm very proud of that. That was kind of my first endeavor into that field. In the future, I plan on doing what I can, free shows, you know, giving away free music. The whole nine, really. My artist, Litos, I can only speak so much for him. I know what his plan and his vision is, but it's kind of hard to lay it out. So in his, for instance, in his case, it would be best just to wait and see what this guy's
right.
got. I don't want to try to make him sound mysterious or anything, but he is a mysterious kind of person, and he's very quiet, and, you know, most artists have little tics, you know. Most talented people have their little tics and stuff. And he is very serious about what he does. He has a message that is for people who are going through any kind of struggle, or they need someone to relate to them. He's that guy. He's had a pretty rough upbringing, and with the suicide of his mother, 10 years ago, that really set forth the path that he's on now. And when he started making music, I believe he started in 2011, and he has just been snowball effect, I guess you would call it. He has just taken off, and he calls me every day and leaves me messages, and he leaves me songs through voicemail and stuff. And the guy is busy writing all the time. I think the hardest part for him would be trying to pick which material is best for certain situations or certain albums. We are currently working on an album. It's untitled right now. We're probably 3 to 4 songs in. They're not finished. But we plan on having that out in the next couple months. I'm for the show, he mentioned that he will be doing, he's written completely new material. He's got this a cappella he's going to come out with, and I think it's going to blow some people away. And then he's going to finish up with his gospel song. And I think we're going to get to see both sides of him. And to be 19 years old, this guy, I mean, I put a lot of my personal investments into this guy because I believe in him so much, and he's so talented. I think
that's
he's going to
do important.
Yes, it is.
That's what's important. That's important when you have someone that that tells you, hey, look, I believe in you, and I believe in you enough that I'm going to invest my personal belongings in you. And that's the point. And I'm so glad that he is the age he is, because this is what I've been saying to everyone. We need to grab our young people, and we need to show them, if we have means, we need to show them the way. And I'm really happy that you have taken upon yourself to show this young man the way, and I'm really excited. And don't feel bad about sounding mysterious, because mystery is good. Mystery sells.
Yes, sir.
Mystery is intriguing, and mystery makes people come out and be curious. So if he's a mysterious person, that's all good. That's just who he needs to be, and I want all the more people to come and find out about this mysterious person. And I'm just really excited, and I'm anticipating a very, very great performance from you guys, and I look for a lot of stuff in the future to do with you guys. I got a lot of stuff going on, and I want to bring you guys with me, because I know that it's very hard to find platforms, but you always got a platform with me.
I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, Jay. And we rocking with you
too,
man.
No doubt, man. I know you guys are, and I feel that you are, and I can't wait for Saturday night. You tell all your friends, all his friends, have all his fans come, you know, let them know that he'll be performing in Gastonia this Saturday night, and it's going to be a great, wholesome event, and I can't wait to see you guys come and do what you do best, and that's entertain and uplift and regenerate a broken mind and bring that level of consciousness back to where it should be. So I appreciate you, man.
I'm speechless, Jay. That is, you said it best there, man. That's it. I appreciate it, man.
Is there anybody you want to give any shout-outs to, man?
I give a shout-out to Bali Wilson. I started working with him a few years ago, and he has done a lot to prove to me that I'm good enough. So, you know, sometimes it only just takes one person to believe in you.
Right.
That's all it takes. And I would say Bali motivated me. I lost my cousin to cancer 2 years ago, and I honestly thought about quitting music because he was my business partner. And I went through about 6 months of I didn't want to do anything, and Bali was calling me and telling me, "You got to get up and you got to do it. You got to do it." So I thank him for motivating me. And anybody who supports me, thank you.
Yes. Well, I support you, and I'm going to always support you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. I look forward to seeing you Friday night at the sound check, and most definitely, I look forward to you performing this Saturday.
All righty, Jay. We'll see you there, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Blind Side, and I really hope that you guys come out and support them. I'll speak to you again, my friend.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I don't have much time left, but I do want to convey this to you. This is why I tell you that I support my indie artists. If you guys have not listened, for those of you who are just joining, I see you in the chat rooms. For those of you who are just joining us, you need to go back and listen to the show on demand for free, Jay Radio Show. Listen to it for free. And you need to listen to these gentlemen that I just spoke with. And you need to listen to the message that they're conveying. You need to listen to the passion that's in their voice. You need to listen to the passion that's in their music and the passion that's within the message and the mode that they're trying to reach people. This is why I say the indie artist will surpass any commercial artist in today's music world. And I stand on that because these guys and girls, they know what it takes to make great music. They know what it takes to make passionate music. They know what it takes to make uplifting music. And I stand with these guys, and I stand on what I say. So, in saying that, you guys need to come check out the show this Saturday night, June 20th, at the Vision Entertainment Center in Gastonia, North Carolina. It's the third annual Independent Artist Festival with these two acts that you have heard today. These artists, Blindside Productions and Grand Dossier Music, will have their artists in the house, and they will be doing what they do best. And I tell you, you just don't want to miss it. Tickets are $7 adults, $2 children under 12. You guys need to get at me. You need to tell everybody that they need to come to this show. I promise you, you will not be let in unentertained. This will be a very entertaining show for you. I'd like to take the time now to thank all of you guys who continue to support the show. Know that we're going in another direction. This show is getting ready to do some great things. And I know that you guys are going to be very interested in what we do. Thank you guys for continuing the show, to support the show, that is, because without you, I would not be doing this, and I love this. I love giving the platform to those who doesn't have a platform to speak their mind, to show their talent, and display their love for what they do. And as I say to you guys each and every day, I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God. But He gives it to me each and every day. See you on tomorrow's show. See you. And live with Jay.